d'un puits de prison, et son prétendu asile, un enfer. Il cesse de connaître la sécurité de cette prison.
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Kelly McCon. Campbell Hudson is hosting its monthly dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community and meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by our local volunteers. Everyone is invited in. No one will be turned away. We'll be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henry Lowengard of Kingston, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that Amtrak is bringing back on March 4th its early and late train service between Albany Rensselaer Station and New York City's Penn Station. A 5:10 a.m. train leaving Albany had not run since the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 10:45 p.m. train from Penn to Albany Rensselaer is also returning. Steve Strauss, executive director of the Empire State Passengers Association, said of the early train, and I quote, "If one has a lower Manhattan early morning meeting or something like that, it is a bit easier to arrive on time, and people catch Amtrak trains to Philly or other places off these early trains too," end quote. The 10:45 a.m. train is now the last out of Manhattan. Both trains stop in Hudson. Now Amtrak's train 288, a Sunday afternoon-only route from Niagara Falls to Penn Station, is the only route closed by COVID-19 that has not reopened. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Animal Sanctuary in Saugerties is looking for a new home after flooding, they say, was due to climate change. Kathy Stevens, the sanctuary's founder and executive director, said on February 6th that, and I quote, "We are heartsick over this. We love this place. It's a very special place," end quote. The 22-year-old sanctuary official says that local storms are intensifying. Stevens said, and I quote, "We need to move 200 animals to a place that is not a valley. Everything comes downhill. We have done everything possible, but we need to leave before disaster strikes," end quote. She says, though, that she won't sell the property to a developer or, and I quote, "anyone who exploits animals," end quote. Stevens says, and I quote, "We're going to move heaven and earth to secure a new place and get it ready for the animals," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. New York State of Politics reports that on February 13th, voters on Long Island in New York will decide who replaces the lying Republican George Santos in a special election that might help predict the elections in New York's other congressional swing districts this fall. Running on Tuesday are former U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi, a Democrat who represented the district for three terms before quitting to run a losing campaign for governor against Republican Mazzy Pillup, a county legislator. Santos was expelled from the District 3 House seat late last year after getting charged with multiple counts of fraud and stealing from donors and being exposed for many lies. Larry Levy, dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University on Long Island, said, and I quote, "It's a bellwether for the rest of the country in that candidates and political operatives are looking at the strategies and tactics and the messaging to see how it'll play out in their swing suburbs. February 13th is really about November 5th and swing suburban districts all over the country," end quote. A Republican loss would cut into the slim majority lead in the House of Representatives. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 35 degrees and a north wind at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 22 degrees and a north wind at around 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow on Sunday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 38 degrees and a north wind at 7 to 9 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Monday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 36 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Chris Anderson of Germantown, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty! Or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Music or noise? 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 Music.
Music. Number nine. Here is from the 2024 album Hard Banger Lovers, Volume 1 through 4, from Gushy. This is Summer Death.
Never did it. number.
Eight. Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
number 6.
6.
6.
6.
6.
6. That was Rodney Allen Greenblatt, a Catskill-based artist, with his 2018 electronic album Beep Beep Type Music. That's the song How to Avoid a Dystopian Future from Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Number
5.
I am a part of a wonder. And the wonders of a drip of water falling from the sky. is a wonder. It's a wonder that I'm here. Till the end of my life, when I become a part, I become a part of the wonder.
Lonnie Holly there from the 2023 album Oh Me, Oh My. That was I Am Part of the Wonder with More Mother.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
From the 2024 album Alchemia, a homage to library music from the British artist Scanner, that was Flexia.
Number
3.
3.
3. 3.
3.
3.
3. 3. 3. Thank you.
from the 2023 album Since Time Is Gravity. That was Moontide Chorus from Natural Information Society.
Number
two.
Free love.
Let us love.
That was Irreversible Entanglements with the 2023 song Free Love from their Protect Your Light album.
Next, with Columbia County poet Karen Schomer, let's head to Niverville. This is Welcome to Niverville from Sky Furrows from their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose.
Among the goldenrod, wild iris bloom, hemmed by thistles and thorn bushes. Shapes dart from tree to tree, rustles in the tall grass, rabbit tunnels, deer scat, strands of nests beneath the eaves.